I believe that that area, like I says, from Thurman or Glenveagh and to Gidore needs to be developed. If you look at what, well, I suppose what the statement says, Errigal itself, there's no proper car park there, there's no seating there, there's not even a sign that tells you that it is Mount Errigal and what the name means in Gaelic and a bit of history behind the area. And the same way with the Poison Glen, one of the most beautiful places within the whole country, like. And I believe that it needs to be developed. You have the council throwing tar there, concrete there. You see scrap on a regular basis there. So I'd like to see that developed, and it's something that I want to give my time to. I know there's a committee there in Dunluce. I didn't know this until this last couple of days, looking at the same issue. So I'd like to work with that committee if they want. But yeah, you know, even if you look at the Poison Glen, the very fact that anybody with certain disabilities can't get down to the edge and appreciate and see the beautiful scenery in that area. So I think the County Council needs to invest into this here, and it's a shame that that hasn't been done. But no point looking in the past. It's what we need to be doing now is looking to the future, finding out where we're going to get money to do this here and to develop it. But develop it that it doesn't ruin it either, like.
Well, there has been major investment in Sleaf League, major investment in Glenveagh itself, and also major investment on the signage for the World Atlantic Way. It would seem perfectly reasonable that that area around Errigal and the Poison Glen should be next on the priority list.
Well, look, I was down in Galway during the week there, and Galway was buzzing. There's nothing with respect to the Galway people. There's nothing down there that we don't have ourselves, apart from, I suppose, putting our shoulder to the wheel and getting what we need to get. We have one of the most beautiful parts in the county, in the country at that too. West Donegal is stunning with beautiful beaches, beautiful walks, and we need to look at developing that and for the interest of the community as a whole.